Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
City of Joburg will continue load shedding for the foreseeable future, despite requests to be excluded from Eskom's Stage 1 and Stage 2 load shedding at national level. This follows a statement from the municipal power utility at the weekend, rejecting, of course, the latest round of load shedding in the city. We also know that in Cape Town, it is very much a major electoral issue. The DA's Jordan Hill Lewis, who's hoping to be the mayor of Cape Town, saying that they will work very hard to make sure that City of Cape Town is less reliant on Eskom. Lungile Mashele is an energy economist joining me on the line now. Lungile, how do big cities like Joburg and Cape Town go about the process of relying less and less on power supply from Eskom? Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. So one of the very important things that has happened in 2021 is that municipalities have been given the go-ahead to buy from independent power producers. And it has been determined that only those who are fit and proper and are financially stable can do so, which does speak to the metros, of course. So the City of Johannesburg, City of Cape Town are more than welcome to go out and to procure. So they would buy from independent power producers that are either existing or from new independent power producers that are thinking of generating new electricity. This can take the form of anything from gas to solar or to wind or to anything that is available. So it's about them entering into what we call a power purchase agreement for this new generation capacity.
And where does this new generation capacity come from, Lungile? We know that in Cape Town, for example, they use Steenbergstraat Dam as a generation, if you like, of yes, electricity, which is why Cape Town is always able to be one sort of load shedding level less than the rest of the country, right? They generate that electricity from there. Where else does this source of electricity come from for the cities?
So, you know, looking at Steenbergstraat and also looking at City of Johannesburg, who are talking about Kelvin Power, these are plants that are very, very old and were built in the 50s already. So you are looking at these plants that are aging. Yes, they are being maintained, which is awesome. But in terms of new generation, we're going to look at, you know, at it from any new independent power producers that are coming up in the country. This can be anywhere in the country. Now, there are a number of independent power producers that are approaching municipalities, metros already, and who are saying, we can build a biomass facility so we can take your waste and we can burn your waste and incinerate it, and we can generate electricity from that, which solves not just an electricity issue, but it solves a waste issue also. Then if you've got available land or even on municipal building sites, we can install PV panels there, solar PV panels, to generate electricity and to reduce the municipality's reliance on electricity or even to on-sell it. So there are a number of different initiatives that are coming up. You've got banks, for instance, that have been using biomass, they've been using solar. You've got the BMW plant in Roslyn. So there are quite a number of these facilities that are already in existence. We're hoping for many more to be built as well.
And there would be enough electricity generated through these measures to obviously meet the demands then of a city like Johannesburg and a city like Cape Town?
No, not at all. You know, even if you look at what City of Johannesburg wanted to procure from, or rather has procured from Kelvin Power, it's only about 12% of its needs. So 80% of its requirements still come from Eskom. So there will be a gradual shift away from Eskom. One of the key things, obviously, is to reduce the costs that they're paying for electricity ultimately. So they won't be able to replace that 80% immediately. It will be a phased approach, and I don't even think it will be the entire 80%, because then that also does lead to other issues around stability. If there are any issues with these contracts, they still need to be able to revert back to Eskom. In Johannesburg now, it's overcast, cloudy, so your solar might have issues on days like this, and you might then need to go back to the national grid, which then runs on coal and is dependable during all times of the day.
And of course, we know that it's the battery storage, right? That seems to be the concern for the majority of the new renewable sources of energy that we're talking about here.
Absolutely. So battery shoots the price through the roof. And so at the moment, it's not really a viable option, especially for many of these independent power producers. We're looking at perhaps a cost comparison from about 2028, 2030, where we can start introducing batteries onto the national grid, and that, well, not the traditional grid, but pairing that with the IPPs and reaching some kind of cost comparison with what Eskom provides at that point.
Yeah, in the meantime, we have to pay close attention to what Eskom is doing. And whenever load shedding is announced, residents of the city of Joburg and the city of Cape Town and many other metros around the country are going to have to endure that load shedding. Lungile Mashele, thank you very much indeed for your reflections with us this morning. Lungile Mashele is an energy economist, reflecting, of course, on the about turn by City Power, which is a municipal power utility in Johannesburg, after rejecting the latest round of load shedding, acknowledging the fact that they will actually have to continue load shedding. There was a joint statement issued by City Power and Eskom yesterday relating to that matter. And we know that here in Cape Town, the issue of electricity independence, if you like, is an electoral issue ahead of this local government election.